Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh my goodness, folks. This is what national suicide looks like. Here, did you guys see this? This is over the last week. We've been covering a series on our forefathers and how they were being equated to the Illuminati and a bunch of Satanists. And, of course, the modern-day revisionists would have you believe that when the opposite is true. I mean, after all, they're doing today their best to convince everybody that those that are in government are godly. No, these are the same people, folks, that are trying to invert the truth. This is what communists do to their own demise as well. Woe unto them that call evil good. That's what they're doing. And good evil, that's what they're doing. And they're allowed to do it. That put darkness for light and light for darkness, that's what they're doing. That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Notice that's always up to the mouths of their subordinates, to those that have been enslaved through their ignorance, because that's what's happening here in America, friends. What you have on your screen right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. You see a picture of New York City, and it's a meme of Easter on 1959 or 1959. This is 65 years ago. It's Resurrection Day, not Easter. That's a pagan holiday, just making distinction. But on the bottom, what you see is New York City, Easter 2024, it says on this meme, and it's all there to what? To highlight what they mean to invert when it comes to common sense, okay? They're putting darkness for light. They're putting evil for good. They're putting bitter for sweet. And again, this is all happening because the American people are tolerating the crimes of the few. That's the truth of the matter. Don't ever forget it. When you look at this meme, you'll also notice on the top one in 1959, there was Christian crosses lit up inside of the buildings. Is this a thing of the past? It's up to the American people. It's not up to those that are being led in controlling the opposition. It's not up to the bad guys, friends. The only way that the bad guys get away with what the bad guys get away with is when you believe their lies. And so what we're going to do is we're going to cover this. Again, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic. We've got a lot to catch up on. The number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, folks. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Folks, what they're doing is using what they call the left as the standard. They're lowering the standard, and then they're putting that up as the new standard. If you read 1 Corinthians 13:31, you're going to understand perfectly what I'm talking about. Instead of Christ being the standard and God's law being the standard that Christ came in to fulfill, Matthew 5:17, Romans 3:31, man is allowing them to remove Christ and put idolatry, idols. I'm saying idols, which creates idolatry. Idols they're creating, friends. And what am I talking about? Well, look at this right here. And I want you to pay attention, because this is all the corporate news that's bought and paid for and controlled in the Mockingbird media, CIA controlled. Again, the people know this on a worldwide basis, but they continuously tolerate it. Look at this. This is America. And talking about lowering the standard, they give you two options. Most people know this now. They're two wings to the same bird. You got Joe Biden, criminal Joe Biden, and you got criminal Donald Trump on the other side of the aisle. And it's interesting, they're pushing both of them while they're distracting you from the other 1,000 presidential candidates that you have to choose from. But of course, you didn't hear a peep from them. That's called censorship. That's illegal in this country. That's been going on in this country for a long, long time. I want you to pay attention. The Hill, bought and paid. Here's what the Biden-Trump polls stand in seven swing states, right? Newsweek, all the same talking heads, all the same controlled opposition driving the same narrative. Joe Biden crushes Donald Trump. Folks, just for the sake of just kind of giving you ideas as to how this works, this is all premised on divide and conquer. When you look at Mark 3:25, Jesus said, beware of this. He said, if a house is divided against itself, if a nation is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Okay? And here's the point, friends. If Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. Folks, they're using two minions, pushing the same agenda from hell. And there's no truth in either one of them. But again, what are they doing? They're trying to act like they're at war. Case in point, you guys all heard of this guy named Jake Paul? Okay, Jake Paul's allegedly going to be fighting Mike Tyson, right? Everywhere you go now, it's Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, they're getting comments from Jake Paul. They're getting comments from Mike Tyson. What are they doing? They're promoting the fights. Why are they promoting the fight? To sell seats, to keep people in the seats, to keep people in front of the screen so they can continuously indoctrinate them with the propaganda and the useful idiots that are doing so. That's what's happening here, okay? Go back to politics. What's the difference between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson and Joe Biden, criminal Joe Biden, and criminal Donald Trump? Absolutely nothing. There's absolutely nothing. And what's worse about it, and showing you how they're trying to divide and conquer the American people, they're trying to tell you, Joe Biden, let's say it was real, that Joe Biden is somehow crushing Donald Trump. Yet on the presidential campaign trail, there were times throughout his presidential campaign that not one person showed up in support of him or that whore Kamala Harris. Not one person showed up. But yet they constantly show you, oh, it's a close one. They're 6 to 8 points apart. They're 2 to 8 points apart. No, folks, they're dividing the people. They're also dumbing down. And if you're paying attention, those that call themselves conservatives and or Christians that are going along with the propaganda that 94% of them say they don't believe, for example, what we're talking about right now, isn't it interesting they don't believe it, but they'll be the first ones to tell you, we're a who? Where and who are those idiots that are voting for Donald Trump? Where are those idiots? Can you believe it that half America? No, what you're doing is you're believing the lie that the bad guys in small number are bolstering so that you think he's a lot bigger than what he really is. Americans, Satan is called the great deluder. Scripture tells us that we're going to look upon him who deceived the world. If you stay in the word, the Lord promised to give you an anointing to see and anointing to hear. And if you don't want to go ahead and take it for the Lord's word, that's why you're in trouble today. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch. Airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Isn't it interesting, as a matter of fact, on this whole front with the whole illegal censorship going on with big tech companies, the mainstream media, and the government colluding with big tech to censor your free speech, there was a recent case in Missouri where the attorney general went after the current criminal administration, and they had found that big tech was colluding with government. So if you want to know why there's been no justice brought forth, is because corrupt politicians like the fact that big tech companies are censoring information because it protects them, at least temporarily, in their crimes that are being committed against the people. Now, the point that I want to make with that is it goes to the Supreme Court. You hear this new injustice, this Ketanji injustice, sits on the bench, unelected by the people, appointed by another corrupt president, only to further strip the American people of their God-given rights. And in this case, the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And what's interesting about that, what does she do? She says, well, you know what? If you guys are saying that we got to knock this up because during the pandemic, they found that YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and all these big tech companies, along with Google, were all censoring anybody that was trying to tell the American people the truth. 17 million dead. They're still trying to cover for it, right? And they're still trying to push the same agenda. Well, the said Supreme Court and Justice Ketanji, this new one they put in there, she says that during this free speech agenda, namely, again, the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, and how they've been caught by federal governments, the federal judge, I'm sorry, that told them to knock it off, colluding with big tech companies, along with the attorney general there in Missouri, doing a good job, by the way, high-fiving you all the way. Interestingly enough, it goes to her. her, and what does she say? You're hamstringing the government. Hey, folks, that's the whole purpose of the First Amendment. As a matter of fact, when you look at the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, the whole purpose of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights is to hamstring them. It's to protect ourselves against tyranny. And we're seeing that these said Supreme Court injustices are doing nothing but playing the fox guarding the chicken coop concerning their corporate buddies in this fascist state. It's exactly what's going on. Ask me. It's exactly what's going on. And Americans, this is how they're winning the game. It's through their censorship, them being allowed to continuously drive the narrative to shut anybody down because it offends them or it stands against their unlawful, communistic, totalitarian system of governments. Americans better get a hold of their First Amendment, because the Bill of Rights of the Thou Shall Nots to those that serve we the people, they have no business whatsoever coming in and telling us what we can say and what we can't say. And I'm not talking about being subversive. They're being subversive, and they're attacking guys that are holding to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution. Case in point, if you look on social media platforms, has anybody been paying attention to the fact that Facebook has been censoring Scripture? That is a big, big, big no-no. But they're doing it anyways. So they're incrementally, through this siege, tearing down your defenses. What they don't realize, it also applies to them. They don't pay attention to history. But more importantly, they're going to learn the hard way. We're going to learn the harder way if we don't pay attention to what's going on here. But I do want to say something to the American people concerning all of this, friends. Because this is what history teaches us. D.H. Lawrence said, men fight for liberty. They have, and that's what we have today, and win it. We've won it through the blood and sacrifice of those that have gone before us, and they win it with hard knocks. He said, their children, brought up with ease, let it slip away again. Poor fools, and their grandchildren are once more slaves. That's what we're moving into now. We're watching a federal and state government murder its own people. That's exactly what's been going on since 1973, illegally sanctioning the murder of babies. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17 and 20:13 of Exodus, right? Thou shalt not murder means thou shalt not murder, and God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And now they go ahead and they create a pandemic, and what do? Are they found out? Has justice been brought by the American people holding those criminals accountable? Nope, they're re-engaging and they're re-attacking on another day, and you can rest assured that's what's coming. You can rest assured they're re-engaging, and it's just the few that are getting away with it because they control all of the outlets, dumbing down the American people to believe that they're the massive amount of people, or it's divided. Nothing could be further from the truth. You have a major amount of people in this country. Nobody in this country with the right mind is going to say, we want someone to come into office to destroy us. But they keep selling you that over and over and over again, Americans, and you keep drinking in the Kool-Aid. Regardless if I've taken the time through Heritage Foundation and highlight over and over and over again the massive fraud that's been going on, you don't believe the truth, showing you all of those that have been convicted for voter fraud, regardless of how many I show you, you still believe the mainstream media when they say to you, no, there's no such thing as voter fraud. No, half the people in the country are going for Joe Biden. And then the other half, those that claim to be the good guys, they're too foolish to understand that both of them are two wings to that same bird. There's no difference. The agenda is going forward. Let me ask you, if that's not true, are things getting better or are they getting worse? Why is that? Because the Lord's in control. In spite of the bad guys, the Lord is in control. Ask Nebuchadnezzar. He was a servant for the Lord to judge his people in the book of Jeremiah. Is that what he did? That's exactly what he did. But there also came a time where when the children of Israel were done being judged, right? What happened? Then the Lord went after the Chaldeans. He went after what? Babylon. He went after Nebuchadnezzar. And it was really, really bad for them. So what are we doing, friends, at the end of the day? We're committing national suicide. That's what the American people are allowing. You're allowing this country, Americans, not somebody else. I'm absolutely humored when people say to me, well, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Do something, and don't ask me. Ask your Lord. That's who you ask. You don't ask me. I've been doing nothing but going forward. I don't have time to turn around and see what everybody else is doing or turn around concerning those that are biting the ankles of the ministry. We've had our hand on the plow, and we've been pushing by faith Zion over the top of the hill, and we're not dragging anybody with us. This ministry's been doing nothing but doing for 25 years. And I am tired of people. What are we supposed to do? I tell you every day what you're supposed to do. I'll tell you how it starts. Repent for breaking God's moral law, Exodus 20. Put your faith in Christ. The law should drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, said D.L. Moody. Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. Yep. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the message, right? Yep. Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38. Go to Acts 20, verse 21. Once you're repentant and the Lord revives you, then you go ahead and change things around you, because then you'll be empowered by the Holy Ghost to do that. Not until then. And then when you're out there, you'll start to understand, wait a second, what is the process of all this? Well, we have to hold our corrupt politicians accountable. And what do I hear all these people that are saying, what do we do? Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, the people can't impeach. Oh, really? I didn't know that they were the government. I thought we were the government and they were our employees. Jeez, people, you undo yourselves. You really, truly do. And it's embarrassing to say the least. I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this, because he was exactly right. I got to tell you, friends, I am so tired of this corporate media driving their narrative constantly. The whole narrative is set up to convey to you what works for them. They set themselves up in hopes that you believe that they're speaking for you, when in fact, again, nothing could be further from the truth. Americans, take back your rightful position in this country, because if you don't, your kids, just like DHL Lawrence said, your grandchildren are going to be once again enslaved. Listen carefully. America will never be destroyed from the outside. Nope, that's not how we're being destroyed at all. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Let me say it this way in a scriptural context so you can understand it. Numbers 32:23 says what? Your sin is, I'm saying, in the present, your sin is finding you out. And when you go to Psalm 9:16, what does it say? Psalm 9:16 says that the nation that forgets God will be turned into hell. And what else with that? Well, when you look at the King James Version, because that's where I'm going right now, I want to give you the second verse on that. The Lord is known by the judgments which he executes. That's his heart. Jeremiah 9:24. That is his presence. Go to here. Psalm 97. The wicked, who are the wicked? Those that know to do right and do it not, is snared in the work of their own hands. They're snared in the work of their own hands. So in other words, you're snared by what you're doing, and in this case in America, what the American people are not doing. What does he say in verse 17? This is what I wanted to find. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and the nations that forget God. Is that what's happening? It is. Well, I just gave you the answer that many say that they don't want, but I gave it to you again. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because folks, we only have a short time on this planet, and the purpose that we're here is to be tried for the glory of God, not for the glory of ourselves, but for the glory of God. Read 15:8 of John. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden unveiling his initiatives aimed at reducing health care expenses for Americans. USA's John Schaefer with more.
President Biden outlined that seniors enrolled in Medicare would be spared from paying over $2,000 annually for prescription medications starting next year. That's per the Inflation Reduction Act.
Drug companies are charging exorbitant prescription drug prices.
Additionally, he commended the move made by three out of four major inhaler manufacturers to limit the monthly cost of inhalers for a number of patients to just $35.
JetBlue Airlines implementing price hikes for checked baggage. The first checked bag during peak travel periods increasing by $5 for JetBlue, and the second checked bag by an additional $10. JetBlue attributes the higher prices to increased fuel expenses and higher employee wages. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So, I'm laughing during the break because I just love the confirmations that the Lord gives us as a ministry. He's been doing it for 25 years. But here's another one. You know, all those people that are saying it's a conspiracy theory. Again, we've run out of conspiracy theories. Can you go ahead and get us some new ones, because all the other ones have been fulfilled? And the reason I'm bringing this up is people look up. They're creating drought. The government, this is in congressional record, is in fact spraying down chemicals upon the people. I highlighted probably about a month ago on the East Coast, one of the states, I believe it was New Hampshire, that just banned chemtrails. I thought it was a conspiracy theory, folks. Man, again, your silence is just deafening, and it speaks volumes to me anyways, but it's deafening because you sit there and you deceive yourselves into believing it's not happening. But this is the point I want to make. I just searched this. Do you know that Tennessee is now banning chemtrails? You notice that? This is common knowledge. Tennessee passes chemtrail bill banning airborne chemicals. Why would your government be spraying down chemicals upon the people? I can tell you why. Deuteronomy 28:24, under the curses. It says, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder. That's what it is. They're creating drought. Into dust and powder, it says. From heaven, it says, shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. It also talks about how there's pestilence. Okay, so what's in these chemicals, friends, are causing respiratory problems. It is, again, I'm out in, our studios are out in rural area in the state of Minnesota, and it's interesting. I talked to a farmer last week because I've been saying for a year and a half now, they're creating drought. This is exactly what Mao Zedong did. He created a drought and he killed 20 to 40 million of his own people. I know people can't conceive that, but you got to understand something. The people that are doing that, they think in a different way. They think they're above the law. They think they're demigods. See, that's the problem you're having. You're allowing them to have the helm of what your government is to be. And it's completely inverted. It's upside down. It's backwards. And Americans, just to prove it again, here's one more notch on the confirmation belt of the ministry. We told you so. Tennessee is now passing chemtrail banning airborne. And it's interesting, this is coming from an overseas outlet. And I'm not justifying the BBC, but isn't it interesting that you have to get your information from a foreign news outlet? NBC also covered it. The Tennessean also covered it. And not all the major networks covered it. Nope. They'll try to play it down. See, Tennessee bill endorses, look at this. This is another outlet showing you. An attack of vapors, right? Making light of it. Tennessee, oh, look at all these ads. Tennessee bill endorses chemtrail conspiracy theory. Well, I can tell you right now, the mainstream media is also highlighting this, and we all the well know it's not a theory, but it just shows you, again, how they're trying to invert the truth. They're trying to put darkness for light. Well, this is another outlet, The Guardian. They're worthless. And they're doing it to their own demise. I don't understand that. I never have. They act like that they're impervious. They're indemnifying themselves against these things that are taking place. Let me ask you something, useful idiots in the mainstream media. Are you breathing the same air? Are you having respiratory problems? Are you having itching in your eyes? Are you having a drought issue in your backyard? Yep. We've already gone over this in the state of Minnesota, folks. This is the most awkward year we've ever had. Going back to the farmers that I was talking about, I talked to a farmer last week, and I said, are you guys concerned about what's going on here? He said, we've never seen anything like it. And he said, yes, the farmers are concerned with what's going on because we're about 7 to 9 inches down from what we've ever had before. So all these useful idiots, folks, the mainstream media is attacking and censoring people that are telling you the truth, and they all the well know it. In the Garden of Eden, was it Satan that said to Eve, hath God said? Yeah, that's right. He wants you to question the truth. I mean, this guy, and I'm talking about this fallen archangel named Satan, he even went so far. He even went so far to even say to Jesus, if you be. He all the well knew it was him. And it reminds me of these useful idiots in the mainstream media that are just daring the justice of God. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap, individually and corporately. And furthermore, all roads, regardless if you believe it or not, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but go stand in front of one and say to the truck, you don't believe it. Tell me what's going to happen. It doesn't matter if you believe or not. That is judgment day for all of us that say they don't believe. And that is not me. I'm sorry. I do believe. I've always believed. But the bottom line is there's people that they all the well know he is. But because of this form of idolatry, you know, Psalm 14:1 comes to my aid. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Doesn't the Bible also say that a fool trusts in his own heart? Doesn't the Bible say, of course, and common sense comes to my aid, that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked? Yet, but these people want to go ahead and trust in their wicked hearts. And then they wonder why they end up where they end up. Well, folks, the problem that we're having here, and we're talking about the nation that's committing suicide, folks, is the fact that you're allowing these people to bring you to hell with them by allowing them to drive the narrative and then to act out upon that narrative. Okay? We have to put a stop to this nonsense. To further justify another point here, you guys all know who Riley Gaines is, right? This, I'm just going to show it to you for a minute.
Any capacity
this is her.
That we would be sharing a locker room. And so the swimming locker room, it's not necessarily a place of modesty. You've grown up swimming, especially when you're at the elite level that we were.
Okay,
you
so
put
Riley,
these suits on that are like...
Riley Gaines is the girl. She's a swimmer. And she's won a bunch of awards. And then there came, and speaking of which, again, I had to dig for this. You guys have all heard of this man named William Thomas, right? Oh, I'm sorry. He named his, he changed that name to Leah Thomas, not William Thomas, okay? I want you to catch this. I have a big flag with Riley, and I want to tell you why. Because she's telling the people everything that she needs to tell the people. It's the truth concerning the agenda. But notice she's getting a lot of attention by the mainstream media as well. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that I just seen Riley Gaines complaining about everything that's going on in her sport, where they've allowed William to come in and change his name and then go into the girls' locker room with male genitalia and expected everybody else to act like he is not who he is. Okay? When Riley confronted this, she was told that they knew counseling outfits that they could go to. I'm not making this up. And this is a government-backed agenda once again. You're folks, as a nation, you're a weakling. You're being laughed at. And they're doing this purposely. And you know what's crazy about all this, what they call transgenderism is coming from? It's coming from the Chinese. Did you know that? Why are they doing it? Because they're weakening the nation so they can destroy it. I've always told you, Russia and China, watch out. They're all calling for a new world order together. They're not separate. They're not at war with each other. They're pushing the same agenda. But what you need to hear, friends, is for some reason or another, Riley Gaines complains about this man, William Thomas, but yet... when she's asked to talk about the situation, one has to ask the question, why is Riley Gaines continuously referring to William Thomas as Leah Thomas? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Big flag on Riley Gaines. Because what she's doing is teaching everybody else to take on the narrative that the mainstream media is trying to get everybody to drink by force. Really? Why is Riley Gaines continuously talking about William Thomas, who is born a man, who's still a man? She's complaining about him, but yet she keeps referring to him as a woman. That's how you control the narrative. It's interesting, when I looked at all of the outlets, I wanted to get William's male name, because that's what he is. When I went over to Wikipedia, they were praising him for this said transition. Again, this goes back to Isaiah 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Hey, folks, I got a question. Does none of this apply to all of us? Does this little leaven that the Lord told us to get rid of, does that apply to all of us? Yep. Because the mainstream media, while I was looking up William Thomas's name, was doing nothing but praising him. Every single outlet, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, even Fox News, remember Sean Hannity did an interview with Bruce Jenner. What did he do throughout the whole hour of his interview with Bruce Jenner that wants you to believe that somehow or another he's a woman because he wants to be a woman? What did he do? Sean Hannity kept calling Bruce Jenner by a woman's name. Riley Gaines is doing the same thing. I'm not saying she's the devil, but I'm saying she is playing the fool, is what she's doing. She's sitting there complaining about what they're doing, but yet she's acknowledging the lie that they're promulgating. Americans, pay attention to the details. This is how you push the narrative. I'm going to come right back. We're talking about how a nation commits suicide. America's right on track by what they tolerate. By doing nothing, you add strength to tyranny. By not confronting, you add strength to tyranny. By holding not to God's commandments and his judgments and his statutes, you add strength to tyranny. Okay, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kathy from Minnesota. I thank God for the Sons of Liberty Radio Ministry. In a time where truth is hard to come by, I am confident that I can count on Bradley Dean. Bradley is not afraid to say the things that need to be said that others are shy away from. Thank you for courageously setting a biblical example for others to follow.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wow. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. That's who we are, what we have done. John 15:8. Also check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms. Subscribe to that page. Also beforeitsnews.com, 1-866-582-9933. You know, it's interesting what man takes counsel from, isn't it? Man takes counsel from his fear. Well, who does he fear? If man fears man, that Bible tells us that brings a snare. If man fears God, there's strong confidence. And it's interesting, when you look at the Bible, did you know that it says in the Bible, do not fear, in the King James Version, 365 times? 365 times. Wow. Wow. Let's go ahead and piggyback what we were just talking about a moment ago. Do you guys remember Governor Youngkin from Virginia there? Last week I highlighted the fact that he was sold to the people by the media as the good guy. You guys all remember this? People don't realize that they are in alliance. They are planted. Okay? What you need to understand is he was sold to the people of Virginia as a good guy. Did you know that he codified, said he, gay marriage last month? They keep going headlong into hell, don't they? And guess who they're bringing with them? Everybody that follows them. Everybody that tolerates them. Okay? The reason I'm bringing that is because we were just talking about Riley Gaines, just affirming the narrative that the mainstream media is pushing by acknowledging a man as a woman, by calling William by what he wants people to call him by. And I'm not going there. I'm not going to pretend with you. Nope. Ain't going to do it. Well, just to show you, that's not... going back to the governor, he's not sitting there alone, friends. A Wisconsin governor, just again, look at the era. These are all those hippies, friends. Transgender athlete banned, vetoed by the governor. And you call these people legislators, attorneys, lawyers? Are they upholding the law, Americans? Nope, this is how you commit suicide. Yep, go ahead and allow them to advocate what God condemns. The Wisconsin governor, we just want to put it out there, Tony Evers, has vetoed a proposal banning transgender athletes in high school sports. Why is it always aimed at the kids? Just like I told you. Children are the model of heaven. Satan wants to come steal, kill, and destroy. The state wants to assert parental authorities. These said governors, which they're not governors, they're criminals. Read Luke 17:2. You'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about. They're advocating for what God condemns. They're transgressing the very laws that they're supposed to uphold. I'm showing this to you. I didn't make it up. This is One American News. Okay? What are they doing? Well, they're pushing the ball little by little in smaller countries. They're dominating the smaller countries first. And then what they're doing is they're, through our said representatives, I'm going to show you this in a moment, through Kristi Noem, okay, the one that's being sold by the American people as the good girl. Oh, my goodness, folks. Pay attention to what she does, not what she says. And they're contemplating and considering her to be a running mate. She's committed adultery. Just so everybody understands, she's committed adultery with a campaign worker under Donald Trump's administration. They're considering her to be the vice president. If they're not faithful to God, they can't be faithful to you. Just wanted to let you know. That's why they're not faithful to their mates, husband or wife. Let's go over to Scotland really quick. You guys have all seen the author, what's her name, Rowling, say that she's not going to shut up. She's going to stand up and speak out against this new law that shuts down any opposition. They don't want you speaking out against their confusion, their abominable lifestyles. Read Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Look at this. This is Scotland. I'm just going to play just a little bit of it, and I want you to hear it.
April Fool's Day, the Scottish Government will enter a new authoritarian era. In a bid to eliminate hatred in Scotland, First Minister Hamza Yousaf has pushed through his new hate crime laws, some of the most draconian legislation the country has ever seen. Citizens can be arrested for things they say in the privacy of their own home. Anyone in Scotland can make a complaint about anything they overhear or anything they read online.
This is all taken from the likes of a Klaus Schwab. But you just heard that. That's in Scotland right now. It's working its way to America. And I know people will say that never happened. You do understand that this is the model of the Third Reich. You do know that under Adolf Hitler, if you said certain things, they would execute you. You know this, right? That's why people were scared to death to say anything. In contrast, in exposing the Third Reich and the SS for what they were. And it's not a hate crime to speak out against the crime. It's those that hate the law that are trying to get you to believe that it's a hate crime for speaking out against their crime. They hate God because God's law condemns them for their crimes. Not only does the Bible say it's a sin, but the Lord said it's an abomination. When it gets to the word abomination, you better watch out. Okay, just to show you how this is working here in the United States of America, Ron DeSantis just passed another something on free speech, friends. Just incrementally working against your free speech. This is what good Nazis do. But let me show you Kristi Noem here. She signs another unconstitutional hate crime bill to stomp out criticism of Israel. Okay, now remember what I showed you a week ago. Remember the video over in Israel? Because Israel is God's people, not geographically. I am Israel, God's fighters. We're born of the Spirit of God. When you look at Jacob, his surname was Israel, right? Okay, and so Israel came along later on. It wasn't before. So therefore, understand that Israel, again, is the people. The video that I showed you last week was in Israel. And what was it? Showing you how those that call themselves Jews, which are not the Jews of the Lord, they're Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Okay? They're trying to create legislation right now that if anybody talks about the name of Jesus to someone under the age of 18 years old, you can go to prison for 2 years. Play the video. Go ahead and scan all my videos. You can see for yourself. Why is Kristi Noem advocating for this? Why is Greg Abbott from Texas doing the same thing? Why are they showing their allegiance to Israel? Why is Donald Trump, why is he showing his allegiance to Israel? Why is Ron DeSantis doing the same thing? Why did Ron DeSantis go over to Israel and sign on to the same legislation as Kristi Noem in South Dakota? And don't tell me by the Holy Ghost we don't have him pegged. We do. These people living out in their temporal lives, I'll tell you what, not understanding that they're going to live an eternity into the hell that they've created. Whenever a nation or a people work against God, you're undermining yourself. You're judging yourself. We already highlighted that earlier. Okay, I'm going to hold over for just a little bit so I can get caught up on some other issues here, which is going to be in about 2 minutes. Okay, so just so you know, let's go over just a little bit after the show's over. If you want to check us out, those that are listening to us in one of the 160 cities, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and go ahead and find us on social media platforms on the left side or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. We're right there. If you want to call in, you can. We've got about two more minutes for phone calls, 1-866-582-9933. Just to show you how they are operating in an inverted manner, isn't it interesting that we just found out, this is just 6 days ago, Border Patrol Union says Biden is flying in migrants so border doesn't look as out of control, warns of amnesty plan. Of course that's what they're going to do. But people didn't want to listen to me 20 years ago when I told them, folks, because they've been talking about this border issue for a long time, and these illegals flooding into America, this has been going on for a long time. They're just now showing you, because what they're doing is trying to stack the cards against you so you have no more strength to stand against the opposition that your government, through treasonous acts, is committed against you today, both state and federal. Okay? They're trying to stack the cards against you. If they had the support, just answer this and you'll understand perfectly. If they had the support that they wanted the American people to believe, then why do they have to have the illegals come into America? Because they don't have the support, which goes back to the first segment of the show. And when you listen to the lies of the mainstream media and you believe the lies as if to suggest that we're divided, no, we are not. Nobody in their right mind is going to ask for someone to come in and destroy what it is that they have. Nobody in their right mind is going to do it. But they want you to believe that there are those people that are doing that. Okay? And instead of the American people lawfully rounding up and impeaching and prosecuting those that are violating the laws, they're letting the ones in the twos, those that are peppered throughout the United States, go ahead and destroy their country at will. Assuming authority that's never, ever been given to them in a million years. Okay, that's called national suicide. I'm going to come right back to this, and I want you to see this, folks. And I want you to see it with your own eyes on sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, beforeitsnews.com. Give me 10 seconds. I will be right back. Do not go anywhere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger.
While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.